Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2271, Minimally Effective Dose, or MED, the Goldilocks of Training Dosage, Part 1, by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. This is kind of like an audiobook, but with articles instead, and articles from a bunch of different authors. And of course, always with permission from the sites. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. You can send one in by going to oldpodcast.com/ask or email it directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, today's episode is a little longer than normal, so I'll read the first half today and finish up the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's hear part one as we optimize your life. Minimally Effective Dose, or MED, the Goldilocks of Training Dosage, Part 1, by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. I straight up don't tolerate aches and pains that might be preventable. If there is even a smidge of, this might not have to be the way it is, I'm in for exploring how to make that a reality. That might be a flaw in my character, perhaps just a bit of perfectionism that still resides in my body. Either way, I feel that people should feel pretty darn good pretty much all of the time. I sent an email out to the folks who joined the waitlist for the Unbreakable Body to get to know them better. And in that email, I asked them how they feel their current movement quality is and what they'd like to achieve with better movement quality. Not even gonna lie, I cried as I read some of the replies that came in. There were folks trying to do things like running a marathon or hiking a mountain, and their body hurts, and they just couldn't figure it out. There are folks who just want a day when the bottoms of their feet don't ache, something they've tried to fix for years now, to no avail. Whether the person replying to me is an office worker who wants to do strength workouts after work and run around in the front yard like a kid again on the weekend, or maybe they're an endurance athlete or a mountain climber, there's one thing that unites them all. They want to feel pretty darn good and be able to do pretty much anything in their life. So what's the hurdle standing in their way of feeling their very best in their daily lives? What's causing them to hurt when they try to do a sport they enjoy? What I found in my time working with hundreds of clients are two areas of need. One, for some, they just need more knowledge. They just haven't been introduced to mobility work or have never learned where they have movement quality imbalances and address them. And two, for others, it's a dosage issue. Dosages for things like strength work volume, strength work focus, mobility work duration, and mobility work location all need to be dialed in. The knowledge component is massive, and I've got a fair amount of content I share on Fit for Real Life that assists on the knowledge front. So today I'll cover the dosage component. First, a clarification on the word dosage. Dosage equals how much work to do, at what intensity to do that work, and when to do that work. When things go wrong, it's here. The modality can change, think more than one road to Rome, but if you fudge the dosage up, all bets are off. Strap in, my friend, we're heading out to find Goldilocks. If you're not from a part of the world that knows what Goldilocks is, sit tight, you're about to know. In the fable Goldilocks and the Three Bears, a fictional character named Goldilocks ends up in a house owned by three bears. Why? I don't know. Upon entering the house, Goldilocks decides she is hungry and samples each bear's bowl of porridge that is just sitting there, cooling. The first bowl of porridge is too hot, and inevitably the next one is too cold, and finally the third is just right. Goldilocks then decides she is tired and needs a nap. So she tests the three bears' beds. Same thing happens here. One bed is too hard, one bed is too soft, and the one she likes best is just right. You are Goldilocks. You don't want too little strength and conditioning because you've heard time and time again just how good muscle is for every aspect of your health and fitness. And you want to make sure you're doing the most beneficial things at the right times so you can max out the benefits of said training methods. Plus, you don't have time to waste on things that aren't giving you maximum benefit. In addition, if you participate in a sport like I do, where you need to be on point for your sports practice or competition, then you want the benefits of strength and conditioning, but you are also keenly aware that excessive fatigue or soreness from strength and conditioning workouts can negatively affect your sports practice or race. Put simply, you need your just right dose of strength and conditioning. That just right dose, along with the solid foundation of knowledge, of course, is what will eliminate aches and pains, help you reach your true performance potential, and make the time you spend training more valuable. It's the 21st century version of Goldilocks. What is the minimum amount of work we can do to elicit the result we want and ensure we're not wasting time on anything that is non-essential to the goal? What's in your fitness pie? Imagine you have a pie or pie chart of fitness time, and it's partitioned up into all of the things you spend time on for fitness, like stretching, weightlifting, yoga, and running. Most folks who come to me for help could have their pie partitioned better and would notice immediate improvements in their fitness and a reduction in the aches and pains. So with my clients, the first thing I do is repartition the pie with them so that they're spending time on the items that will give the most benefit. This is what the pie of virtually every single person who comes to see me looks like. They perform mostly their favorite thing, like running, biking, boot camping, etc., and that consists of about 89% of the pie. Cross-training, if they're a cardio athlete, that means one strength session that's perhaps 30 minutes a week. If they're a boot camp type person, that means one bike riding or jogging day per week, and that takes up only about 9% of the pie. A bit of foam rolling on their IT band because they'd read that's what you should do for mobility takes up about 2% of their pie. The very first thing I do is figure out where they actually need to be using a foam roller because chances are the IT bands aren't the problem. They're likely merely a symptom of a different issue. Not always. Yes, sometimes someone needs to roll their IT band, but the majority of people I get need more attention elsewhere. So we reallocate some of that time already being spent in the fitness pie to mobility work to help areas that aren't moving well move well. Because from my standpoint, if you don't move well, what do you do well? To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled Minimally Effective Dose, or MED, The Goldilocks of Training Dosage by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. My students and clients often ask me, Dr. Neil, you always talk about consistency. So what's the problem if I'm doing the same types of exercises every day? At least I'm being consistent, right? After all, that's what you wanted. Stop confusing me. And here's my response. You're absolutely right. Consistency is super important. But once you've become consistent, it's a good idea to mix things up a bit. So consistency is the first step, but then we need to expand on it. Why? Because just as Kate said in today's article, it will help you maximize your efficiency and therefore help you maximize your potential. It's the same reason I wouldn't recommend you lift the same amount of weight for weeks, months, and years. At some point, you want to change the weight you lift. Some days you'll lift heavier. Other days you'll lift lighter. Some days you'll perform 3 sets. Other days maybe 5 sets. This helps you maximize your potential. It's a good thing. So yes, while doing the activities you love will help you stay consistent, if you really want to maximize your health and wellness, let's add some variety. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow. All right, that's it for today though. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. And I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.